Hey listeners, this is Seth Stone, voice actor and sound designer on the Ritualistic Podcast. We'd like to thank you so much for your support over the last two episodes. Unfortunately, due to extenuating circumstances, we have had to delay our third episode until later this week. We hope you understand. In the meantime, we have recorded this Q&A episode to tide you over until then. We had a lot of fun recording this, and we hope that you enjoy.
Hi, this is Morgan Champagne, the writer and showrunner of the Ritualistic Podcast, and I'm here with some friends whose voices you might have heard before. Jay Short, who plays Jamie Locke.
Hi.
Kayla Burgess, who plays Leo Daisy.
Hi.
And Seth Stone, who's our sound designer and whose voice you might be hearing sometime soon. I don't know. Not sure.
Hi. I'm a little farther away, but yeah.
All right. So, to start with, this is the episode that's going to be about the making of the Ritualistic Podcast, like the origins of the Ritualistic Podcast. First and foremost, I would like Kayla Burgess to stop doing that with his body. Second of all, Caleb and Jay, do you want to tell our listeners where we're currently recording right now?
We're in the cello room at our school.
It sounds way cooler than it actually is.
There's just a bunch of like colored shirts on the wall.
It's a small closet with color guard flags and cellos. It's exactly what it sounds like.
Hey, don't forget the basses.
Oh, and the basses.
How could we forget the basses? What has your experience been like so far with the podcast? You start, Jay. You answer, Kayla. Wait, that didn't make any sense. You started, Jay. You go after her. Go ahead.
I think it's been very interesting. Obviously, we're in the middle of a global pandemic, so it's not like we can all get together and record. But I think we're doing well with what we have, and it's been a lot of fun. Morgan writes the episodes, and she tells me, and I read them during my classes.
Yeah. Oh, is that it?
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
Pretty similar experience, minus the reading of script in classes.
Pretty similar experience, that all you have to say so far?
No.
Me crying in my science class.
I get to say more, because... I don't know, what else should I...
Do you like the show
that
you're working on?
It's a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, the show's alright, you know?
Shut up, Dylan.
I like it. It's fun recording. It's interesting.
Okay. What are your guys' favorite, like, other audio dramas, specifically? What do you guys like to listen to? And this one is for all of us, so you get to answer too, Seth.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You want to start us off?
Oh, sure. Well, I think that the most obvious answer is the Magnus Archives. That I'm sure we're all going to talk at least a little bit about in this next bit.
Yes.
Morgan was the one who, at least for me, got me hooked on Magnus. I'm not all the way caught up yet, so don't, like, come after me about it. But it is definitely a huge inspiration for the show and for me and my sound designing. I take a lot of the advice found in their Q&As that they do at the end of every season. That's what I gotta say.
Jay?
I also thoroughly enjoy the Magnus Archives, believe it or not. Morgan and Caleb, they were talking about it all the time, and I was like, I don't like that I'm not included. And I totally hooked on it. And then Morgan approached me one day and she's like, hey, what if we did one? And now we're here. I think that's pretty swell.
No steps in between. Just
no steps.
Straight to this.
Straight to this. Yep. Your turn.
Oh, just audio, podcast,
audio,
all that?
Dramas, podcast, anything you like. Yeah.
Anything I like?
Don't say the one that I know you're thinking about. Don't do it.
I like trains.
No! Audio traumas and podcasts.
Okay. So, of course, Magnus Archives, because what else am I going to do at 3 a.m. just lying on my floor? Yeah.
Yeah, that's
all. No. I like other audio stuff, especially Hello Internet with CGP Grey and Brady. CGP Grey's other podcast. I forgot the name.
You're okay.
But it's with Mike Hurley. It starts with this... You know what?
We'll put it in the notes.
And then also, Dear Hank and John with John and Hank Green. And then I also like documentary podcasts every once in a while. Just finished Nice White Parents, which is about segregation in the modern day, especially New York City school system, and how even if things are supposedly desegregated, how still neighborhood incomes and just cultural perceptions can segregate schools. Really interesting.
Really cool, actually. You have to tell me about that sometime.
I did.
You did? When did you tell me about that? I don't know. I don't remember that. I remember like everything we talk about. You'll have to tell me another time. Okay. My turn. So obviously, yes, the Magnus Archives. Everybody in this room listened to the Magnus Archives because I told them to.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I really love the Magnus Archives. It got me super into horror, and Jonathan Thim's style of writing is super good. Why did you do that?
It's called Cortex.
The podcast Caleb was talking about earlier by CGP Grey is called Cortex, for some, you know, just backtracking there a little bit. I also really, really love the Penumbra podcast by Sophie Takagi-Kaner and Kevin Vibrant, and the sound design on the Penumbra podcast is in particular one of my favorites. Their soundtrack is fantastic. I also really like The Strange Case of Starship Iris. I can't remember who that's by. We'll have to put that in the show notes, too. And then Two Princes by Gimlet Media and Side Questing by Talmanir. Okay, for our next question, I want us to get a little bit sappy. So we're going to go around the circle and say what we like best about working with the other people in this room. Jay, you want to start?
I would love to start. Sappy's my jam. I think it helps that we're all friends, at least all the people that I've worked with so far. I think that it's a nice excuse to spend more time with you guys outside of, like, normal high school play rehearsal. And I'm really excited to meet the other people that we're going to work with, because I think it's a good way to meet people and interact, and this is one of the only things I look forward to. The end.
Okay, you're
up. Wow, talk about sappy. Anyways, should I go around and name each person?
If you want to.
That's the only way I know how to do it. So, Seth, the man, the myth, the legend, the sound designer, the friend, the curly-haired man, twin.
Yeah.
By the way, we're all twins, triplets, quadruplets. Whoever
well,
we're with.
We're all white with brown hair, so we look the same. The one to take
hey, with varying levels of curliness.
That's fair. Keep talking. Come on.
Okay. Working with Seth is always a pleasure.
Same to you, brother.
The end.
Brother. working with Jay is like, I don't know, we just kind of get it, you know? It's just click.
Yes.
I really just snapped for a click.
Yes, you did.
Anyways, I like working with myself. It's really nice. I always know what I'm about to do. That's a lie. And I like working with Morgan. She always tells me what to do. She knows what I'm going to do before I know what I'm going to do.
That's very true.
That's my job. I'm the showrunner. I'm supposed to know what you're going to do before you do it.
Even in real
life,
Even in real life, though. This is a very good point. Yes.
Yes, but she's always such a hard worker and always doing stuff.
Is it my turn to talk about what I like about you all?
Yes.
Is it? Wow, so nothing. This is going to be very short.
Morgan goes, actually, I hate all of you.
No, just kidding. I have to censor myself because I tend to talk a lot, like alarming amounts of a lot. So, first of all, Jay, I listened. So Jay was the first person who sent me her audition for the podcast. I listened to it and I knew she was going to be Jamie from the second I listened to it. It was very fun to have that first audio be the one that I was so sure about. And Jay in general is just such a great person and encouraging and genuine and sweet. And I'm going to make her cry.
Yeah.
And I love Jay very much.
I love you too.
And then there's Caleb.
Howdy.
There's Caleb. Caleb and I, we've been friends for like almost 2 years now, a year and a half-ish, year and like 8 months probably. Well, neither of us are very good at math. Maybe, are you good at math? I don't remember.
I'm failing math.
Restate my earlier statement, neither of us are good at math. And Caleb might not be good at math, but something that Caleb is very good at is acting. And better than he realizes, I think, and he's really good at encapsulating and really getting into a character, and it's very fun to watch him. Specifically, his vocals are always really enjoyable to listen to. And Caleb is also just such a genuine friend, and very funny, funnier than he knows, very funny. If you text him at 2 a.m., he will answer because he is awake all ungodly hours of the night. You text him at 3 p.m., he won't answer because he's sleeping, but you text him at 3 a.m., he will answer because he's awake. Do you have some input on that? You lean towards the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
That's all you have to say. I should probably really quickly get to Seth. We will, some of this audio might be cut because we are, we're all in a production of The Crucible, actually, so we have to go do that a little bit later.
People. We're hiding in a closet in the school.
We are hiding in a closet.
We need to come out quick.
Stop it.
Somebody's gotta.
I already did,
I'm
guys.
Already outside of it, to be fair. Kind of
stop making closet jokes. really quickly, Seth.
So I love working with my crew. I've only worked with Jay, Caleb, and Morgan so far, but I have heard many, many others, two others to be specific. I love working with Jay and Caleb. Their audio is always great to listen to and edit. They always do a great job. No matter what they say, they always do a great job. Morgan's great to work with. I know that no matter what, if I text her something, I'm like, hey, I need this done, she'll eventually tell me what I need to do with it. Again, Morgan tells us what we're going to be doing, and it's very helpful because I have no direction in my life. Yeah, that's what I've got to say. Thank you guys for being good, for being awesome.
Really, really, really quickly, before we cut off this audio, I have one quick question for everybody in the cast. Where in the United States, like, cardinally, is Ohio?
Great Lakes region.
Midwest.
Both. Okay. Rust Belt.
And where did I think Ohio was, guys?
The Deep South. The Deep South.
Morgan goes, yeehaw, it's Ohio time.
Actually, we hate to break this to you listeners, but Ohio doesn't exist. We made it up. Ohio's not real.
I thought it was all Ohio.
The entire United States is Ohio?
You know the meme where it's like,
That's
Ohio?
Why it's in the South, because Ohio is just everywhere.
Oh, that makes sense now.
See? What did I tell you guys? Ohio is in the South. Ohio is a southern state.
All right, well, that's all the time we have, right?
Yes, we will get back to this on a later date. Maybe with more friends and more voices. We do have some other people who are in-person recorders, because we have some people who are remote recording because of the pandemic, but we have...
Stop swearing!
Caleb! We do have some other in-person recorders who will probably come join us. Now, if you will excuse us, we have to go scream about witches. Why are you making noises?
That's what the bell does.
We hope you enjoyed this fun peek behind the curtain of the Ritualistic Podcast. These Q&As will be done intermittently and at the end of each season. Longer versions of them will be available on our Patreon. We thank you again for your patience with us in these trying times. Please look forward to episode 3, which should be released in the following week. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in a little while.